Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I will be your host for the next hour or so. You just heard some brand new Fun 100. That's off of their latest and sadly their last EP. The EP is entitled Goodbye. That song is called Foam Improvement. And I played Fun 100 because they are playing their very last show this Saturday. Yes, it's this Saturday. At the Mount Pleasant Community Center. I don't remember. I had the address. It's like 16th and Yukon or something. I'll find out and then I'll tell you later. But they are playing with the Bad M's as well, and that will be the Bad M's last show forever. It is all ages, so I do encourage you all to attend, because if you miss this one, you'll never be able to see any of those two bands ever play again. And they are playing with some other bands. They're playing with the Doors and SIDS as well. So that is this Saturday at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. I have some Bad Amps to play for you in just a bit. But what do I have to say? I really don't have a lot. I slept in a lot this morning and I missed class, and I feel kind of bad about it because I've been missing a lot of class lately. Oh well, such is life. I have some new Alkaline Trio to play for you today. They released their B-Sides album Remains on Tuesday. I have that to play for you and some other stuff that I don't know about yet because I haven't really planned it out. But if you have a recommendation or a request and you want to hear something, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. What else is going on? There are quite a few shows going on. I'll tell you about that in just a bit. I should have probably closed the door. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and you can listen online at www.citr.ca, and at that same CITR website you can also download podcasts for most of the shows on our wonderful station. Yes, that sounds pretty cool to me. I'm going to play the Bad Amps now, and then we'll see where it goes from there. Perhaps I'll play some new Comeback Kid. Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Wow, I love that. Oh, I love that so much. I'm slightly embarrassed and also kind of pissed off. So I'm going to play something else, and then perhaps we'll go back to the Bad Amps later when I decide not to screw things up so bad. Yeah? Okay, perhaps now to express my anger and my own distaste with myself, I'll play some Zao. Yes, how about that? Off of their album, The Fear Is What Keeps Us Here, that this song is called Everything You Love Will Soon Fly Away. How pleasant. And maybe I won't screw this up this time. Good job, Marielle. You're awesome. You know, I like the idea of podcasts, but the terrible thing is when you screw up, it's like saved forever. And then now people can like taunt me about it. And every time they listen to it, they're like, you don't know how to work a turntable. And it's not that I don't know how to work a turntable. It's just that it was a 7-inch. I assumed that it was going to be 45, but it wasn't. It wasn't. Maybe I'm making too big a deal out of this issue. Maybe you didn't even notice. Well, now you do. But this is, I made sure that everything was correct this time. And so, man, if I, like, F this up again, then I will give you full permission to, like, no. I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to say it.
I'm not a legend, but I'm not for your shirt. February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon? Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out.
Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness in Canada.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset, 5 p.m. in Montreal, on February 20th and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon.
And if you want to know what stations they are and what the schedule is, check it out at www.ckut.ca.
I'm not going to say anything about it, but the new Discorder is out.
The new Discorder.
February.
Article by Robert Dayton, all about comics.
Do you have anything constructive to say?
Yeah, Robert Dayton did a great article all about the Popeye collection by E.C. Seeger, I Am What I Am, and Dan Nadel's Art Out of Time collection. Both books are awesome, and Robert did a great article.
Sweet. And that is in CITR's Discorder. You can pick it up in libraries all over the Lower Mainland or music stores.
In Seattle.
You can get it in Seattle?
You can get it in Seattle.
Oh, apparently you can.
Yeah.
I haven't looked for it in Seattle because I live here, so I just look for it here.
Well,
so.
That's what other people have told me.
Oh, like your mom?
I read it on the internet, so it has to be true.
If it says it on Wikipedia, it's like the Bible. It has to be true.
Yeah, all my teachers at school love Wikipedia.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. I was going to be like, because all the teachers here at UBC hate it.
Yeah. But I still use it.
You're terrible.
You use it too.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm not a big, internet person. I was actually just talking to Lydia. I'm probably, the only person that I know that doesn't download music and doesn't have MSN. Yeah, when I tell people I don't have MSN, they think I'm lying to them and I don't want to talk to them, but really, I don't have it.
What?
And I just don't download music. That's what I spend my money on. I just buy things.
I don't download as much music as I used to. Mm-hmm. And I recently picked up a pretty nice pile at Audio Pile.
Nice.
Ironically. And, but I download TV shows. Oh. I don't feel bad taking money away from CBS.
Oh, like Fox or something.
Fox, yeah, really. No more money to Fox. Maybe okay. I feel a little bad doing it to Comedy Central.
Maybe.
But I won't cry myself.
No, I buy DVDs too. That's what I spend my money on. I really should be saving it for school or rent or something, but yeah. I don't know. I work at a music store and my paycheck just goes right back into it. So
aww.
Well, whatever.
The life of being a young urban hipster.
No.
You're not hip?
No.
How about Huey Lewis and the Blues? Huey Lewis. Hip to be square?
Hip to be... Oh. I guess so. I brought my laptop today so that, before our meeting, we could I could play World of Warcraft.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the only reason I brought it over today.
I need to get my laptop online here so I can tool around.
And we can be on the same server, and then we can join a group and go on the same quests and everything?
I'll be honest, I haven't played any Warcraft since StarCraft and Warcraft 2.
Well, you can go and
I tried Warcraft 3, but I'm not smart enough.
This is Robin. He hosts the Inkstead Show.
Inkstead's Radio Hour of Fun. I was just coming in to show Mariel the book I'm talking to you.
It's upside down.
Interviewing. It's called Side Scrollers. And if you know your video games, which the reason I was going to show it to her is because side-scroller video games. So that's why I'm in here just bugging her.
Those guys don't look like video game characters. They just
look at the back.
Oh, so cute.
It's a pretty cool book.
Okay.
It's a nice change to the normal navel gazing books.
Okay.
Hopefully the phone works this week.
Oh, right. But maybe they forgot about that and we won't bring it up. Or maybe, I screwed, a whole bunch of stuff up this morning already. Or not this morning, at the beginning of my show.
Okay, I'm going to make sure Bryce is in here when I'm starting my show.
Okay. So stay tuned for the Inkstead Show coming on at 2. It'll be a good one.
Really early.
It'll be a gooder. It'll be a gooder. What did I, I should probably tell you what I played. I didn't play a lot. I got through 3 songs. I started off the set with Fun 100 off of their EP Goodbye. That song
I saw them.
Foam and... improvements, yeah.
Open for the Poly6. They're quite good.
How was the Poly6 show?
They rocked my world.
Damn it.
And that's what they said. We are here to rock your world! I was loud on purpose.
Yeah. Wow. I was actually really considering going to that show because a lot of my coworkers were going, and I don't know why I didn't.
Because you suck.
But it's probably because I suck.
It was awesome. Your world would have been rocked.
I know. I totally missed out. How would you do Japanese New Wave?
I'd say it's not really. It's Japanese. They have New Wave elements a la Devo New Wave, mm-hmm. but they can rock.
But they can rock.
And New Wave cannot rock. It's like weird roboto rock.
Oh, damn it. And, like, were they wearing their crazy matching
yep.
outfits?
And the keyboardist wouldn't move very much. He'd just do occasional, like, little arm gestures. And she'd do robot voice stuff.
Oh, maybe no one's oiled her joints.
But Fun 100's playing on Saturday at the Mount Pleasant yeah. Community Center.
I talked about that. That's their last show ever.
And the album cover for that EP is by Owen Plummer. Local comic artist.
Oh, this one?
Yes, Owen Plummer, who will be, who is in the Nagadod book from Conundrum Press, when I'll be talking to Mark Bell next month about that book.
Wow.
It all connects.
Small world. Small world.
And Owen was at the show.
No one was at the show?
Owen Plummer was at the show.
Oh, Owen was at the show.
And he did the poster for the Polysick show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sweet balls.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Then I played Zao, Everything You Love Will Soon Fly Away, and then I played the Bad Amps, who are playing with Fun 100 this Saturday, off of their Two-Face 7-inch. That song was called Milkshake Murder. Both of them are playing their very last show ever together. Are you going to go?
I may. It's 5 blocks from my house.
It's, oh, okay.
But I do have a dinner to go to that night.
Mm.
And I play hockey there on Sunday, so I don't know if I can be the same building twice in a weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm such an arrogant cocksucker.
Yeah, you are. What do I have? Oh, I was talking about the new Alkaline Trio album. It doesn't have new stuff on it. It's just a collection of B-sides and covers and rarities and so forth. But I actually find it pretty good. I heard the whole album before it came out, and when it came out Tuesday, I went and bought it. And it comes with a DVD and a little booklet.
How did
well.
You hear the whole album?
It was on their MySpace page.
Okay.
I didn't download it. You're going to catch me on some kind of stupid little...
Busted.
It's a whole lie. I might play 2 songs off of it. Maybe not. Maybe if... Yeah, I'm playing Depeche Mode.
Oh, you're going to see Luke do some crying.
I'll play some Depeche Mode right after. Ouch. Ow. I hurt myself.
I'm
playing Alkaline Trio. Nurse my boo-boo.
I got no place to go. friend, we both know what to do. Let's wait for the blackout. The light is too bright. Let's wait for the blackout. Wait for the night.
It's a lot.
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 Like life.
It's a lot.
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 It's a l a lot. It's 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 a lot.
Provider!
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, where Robin tells us how big his collection is.
Oh, I was just saying how my girlfriend really likes Depeche
Mode. Likes it because it's this big?
And she has about 30 or 40 Depeche Mode CDs or something crazy. Yes, they have that many.
I was just going to say, I was like, do they have that many?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking all scornfully.
He did that because I played Depeche Mode. I played...
Master and Servant.
Yes, I did. I'm not there yet. Wait for it. Wait for it. I'll tell you when to say it.
Do you want me to sing it?
No. Yeah, sure. Not now. in a second. I played the Million Dollar Marxist. I played the title track off of their album Zero Culture. Prior to that, Fucked Up off of Hidden World. That song was called Moncalay Man. Is that how you say it? Is that in French? I really don't know. Comeback Kid, some brand new Comeback Kid before that. I played the title track off of their album Broadcasting, which is coming out February 20th, and before that, I played Depeche Mode's
Master and Servant.
That's horrible.
I know. That's why I don't sing in a band.
What do you do in a band?
I manage it.
You manage it?
I'm like Pete Diddy meets Malcolm McLaren without as much flair.
I wouldn't even make that comparison at all, but...
They're both pretty flamboyant. Managers that used a lot of people and made money on the backs of others.
You just hang out with the Fudge Packers.
Listening, that is an actual band. We do have their CD somewhere here at the station.
Wait, what's the album called?
God Hates Fags. It's very political.
All right, Robin. That's probably
things.
Enough.
I'm sorry.
You like
just
hitting
turn
things?
Me off.
Okay. And done. Before that, I played two tracks off of the Alkaline Trio album Remains. The first one I played was While You Were Waiting, and the second one that I played was a cover of The Damned's Wait for the Blackout. Yep. What was I going to do now? Yeah, there's only about 7 minutes or so left, but I totally lost track of time because I blame Robin. I blame Robin for this one.
I brought comics.
And then I got really distracted. But I have to tell you about shows really, really quickly. I already told you about the Bad Amps and Fun 100 show happening this Saturday. Where is the Mount Pleasant Community Center? It's like 16th and...
Ontario.
That's what it was.
West of Maine.
That's a really scary face. Sexy! And then next week on February 6th, I believe that's a Tuesday, All That Remains is coming to play a show with Misery Signals and the Human Abstract at the Croatian Cultural Center. I played Fucked Up a while ago. They are playing two shows, the first being February 15th with The Transmitters, Daggermouth, and Dead Sure. That is an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center. And they're also playing the next night, February 16th, with The Transmitters and the Riff Randells at Pub 340. Raised by Wolves are playing at Pub 340 as well, February 15th. The Dwarves are coming to Vancouver March 1st at the Plaza Club. They're playing with the Black Halos and the Jolts. And way down in the future, we have Pepper playing with the Mad Caddies and the Supervillains. That is happening March 30th at Richards, on Richards. I only have about 5 minutes. Yeah, there's about 5 minutes left. Robin's coming up next. I'll see what I can play. Oh, another show that's going on is a local band called Nosebleeder, who I will play in just a second, are playing at the Cobalt tomorrow night. Tomorrow the 2nd? Yes. Tomorrow, Friday night at the Cobalt, Nosebleeder is playing. So if you like what you hear now, perhaps that is a show that you would be interested in checking out. Yes? Maybe this is Nosebleeder on CITR.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. What is that confused look, Robin?
I'm just tired.
This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thanks, everyone that listened and called in today. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Robin's coming up next with the Inksteads and a whole crap load of stuff to talk about, like video games.
Side-scrollers.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. You have your time. Wait for it. I played the Blood Brothers off of their album Young Machetes. That song was called Huge Gold AK-47. And before that, I played Nosebleeder off of their album Blow Me. That song was called Choo Choo Choo. And they are playing tomorrow night at the Cobalt. That's it for me. I guess I'll... What is next? No, next week's not the 22nd.
No, week's the
8th. Yeah, then I'll be back next week. Yeah.
We all fall down.
Yeah, sweet.
And we all get back up.
Word. Word up.
Maybe it's just narcissism.
They're so underrated.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.